Rod's Pulse Podcast Number 55. Special Podcast. National Distance Learning Week Press Conference.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back. Hi, this is Rod Murray. Welcome back. That little teaser was a song called Lines Build Walls by Aaron Starks from the Magnatune website. I encourage you to stay tuned at the end of my podcast when you can hear the full song. This is a special podcast today. I'm happy to present a press conference about National Distance Learning Week, which of course runs starting today, November 12th through the 16th. We'll skip the news from the Podosphere today and go right into the press conference. First, you'll hear Dr. John Flores. He's the CEO of the United States Distance Learning Association, and he's going to give a welcome and an overview of the USDLA. He will be followed by Ms. Marcy Powell, president of the USDLA. And then finally, Ken Hartman and Reggie Smith will give you an overview of the National Distance Learning Week. If you've been listening to my podcast, you'll remember that I interviewed Ken Hartman, who's the National Distance Learning Week National Chair, and also Reggie Smith, a board member of the USDLA, on my two most recent podcasts. So I hope you enjoy the press conference, and please enjoy National Distance Learning Week as well.
Well, Rod, thank you for that introduction regarding National Distance Learning Week. My name is John G. Flores. I am the CEO of the United States Distance Learning Association. And we're here today to kick off what we see as a very exciting week regarding distance learning. The vision of the USDLA has always been a commitment to being the leading distance learning association in the United States. And towards that end, over the course of the next 5 days, we will be bringing you a host of different activities, both sponsored through our USA Today print insert that was distributed to close to 2 million people this past weekend, along with a series of webinars and other meetings that will be ongoing beginning today, Monday, November 12th, and concluding on this Friday, November 16th. Our mission as an association really focuses on serving the needs of the distance learning community by providing advocacy, information, networking, and opportunity. And I think what's wonderful about National Distance Learning Week is that all of those key components of our mission will be met through the numerous activities that we will be bringing forward, not only to folks who are immersed in the industry, but also in many ways to the general public, learning for the first time about different aspects of distance learning. And we as an association, we're very fortunate from the perspective that we have membership from numerous various constituencies, and those include K through 12, higher ed, government, military, homeschooling, and telehealth. And all of those folks are using distance learning, whether it be originating through an online program, whether it be a video conferencing system, whether it be satellite-based, and even the old-fashioned way of snail mailing videotape that still exists in different parts of the world and different parts of our country, all geared, if you will, towards using distance learning technologies and methodologies to deliver core knowledge where learning takes place for those folks who are in those particular classes, courses, programs, or in many cases, just meetings. So I'm very, very excited about this week. We have lots of information available on our website, which is at www.usdla.org. And under the leadership of Marcy Powell, who was the president of the United States Distance Learning Association, and along with our national chairperson, Dr. Ken Hartman, and another member of our board of directors, Reggie Smith, I think we have a jam-packed week of information activity and hopefully for many of you who participate, new opportunities. So let me stop there and introduce Marcy Powell, who is the president of the United States Distance Learning Association and uses distance learning pretty much on a daily basis in her own world of work. So, Marcy, let me flip it over to you at this point.
Well, thank you, John. I'm really excited about this week. Distance learning has picked up, gained momentum nationally over the course of the last few years at tremendous speeds, and it's emerging technologies, just the implementation. When you look at the numbers of students, Florida Virtual Schools alone has over 80,000 students this year, and that's just K-12 for one state. So you can see the tremendous growth in distance learning across the nation, and it's very exciting to bring a lot of those people that are doing wonderful work in different areas of distance learning and in the different market segments that John mentioned, together to share best practices. In the 21st century and global economy, it demands the solutions distance learning can bring. And we need asynchronous and synchronous courses. We need asynchronous anytime, anywhere, just-in-time learning environment. And couple that with the enormous impact of synchronous virtual presence, we're meeting the needs of government, education, medical field, and the businesses. So we're very excited to be part of this week and to bring the recognition that distance learning deserves. We know that and since the 21st century began, there will be over $2 trillion spent in education and learning, training for corporate as well. And we know that over 10% of that is delivered via distance learning through all the different modalities that John brought up. So it's wonderful to receive the recognition that distance learning is receiving and to know that we are so impactful on the 21st century global economy. With that, I think we need a good overview of what the distance learning week entails. And so I would like to turn it over to Dr. Ken Hartman with Drexel University to talk about what, as chairman of the National Distance Learning Week, what is going on this week.
Thanks, Marcy. I appreciate the opportunity to share because there is so much going on both at a national level, and John did a nice job in discussing what was being done and sponsored by USDA, USDLA on a national level, namely the webinar series. But as exciting as those opportunities are going to be, there are dozens of events that are going on at the local level. Schools, colleges, businesses, publishers, everybody and anybody who has a role in the expanding world of distance learning is doing something to celebrate National Distance Learning Week. For example, right here at Drexel University tomorrow on Tuesday, we will have an award ceremony where we're recognizing 8 of our outstanding online faculty members. In fact, the recently elected mayor of Philadelphia is coming to campus to present the awards to our faculty members because he recognizes how important distance learning is to the citizens of the world, let alone just Philadelphia. He sees distance learning as a major pillar in his new administration taking over and helping adults in particular complete their degrees when they live very busy lives. There will be open houses galore. Cyber schools and traditional schools will be having online open houses where people could come in and find out more about what it's like to go to school or go to college at various locations. We have publishers that will be doing various activities in which they will be discussing how their product and service impacts distance learning. So there's really there's something for everybody this week, and we're delighted by the press that it's received. We're not only in the in the popular media, such as television and newspapers, but we've done extremely well in the blogospheres, in the podospheres out there, who are out there promoting and talking about what we're attempting to do this week. So needless to say, I could go on and on forever, but I'll turn it over to Reggie Smith, who's been on the National Committee. He obviously, as John indicated, is a board member with USDLA, but has been just an invaluable resource to me and our National Committee in moving this initiative forward. So, Reggie, I'll allow you to say a few words.
Thank you. National Distance Learning Week is, this group here has a passion for and the drive to help America and the world see the benefit of distance learning. It has a tremendous potential, and that is what wakes me up every day, looking at our kids and seeing how distance education can transform their lives by exposing them to the best content in the world, whether it's an international baccalaureate, whether it's an advanced placement course, any number of things, let alone working adults to change their lives through education, and also in the corporate world, training, telehealth. So we're going to look at a number of things, and this is just the beginning of really starting to beat the drum and get the outreach out there and show folks, the average American, that distance education and training is out there for them and really can be a form of transformation in their life and where they are and where they're going.
Well, again, this is back to John Flores. On behalf of the entire USDLA, the United States Distance Learning Association Board of Directors, I want to thank everyone for listening in, and also once again encouraging for those of you that might want to participate in some of the week's programs to visit www.usdla.org, where you will find all of these various seminars and webinars listed, or easily by calling 1-800-275-5162, which is the 800 number to our national office located in Boston, Massachusetts. So with that, let me thank Marcy Powell, President of USDLA, Dr. Ken Hartman, who has just done an outstanding job as chairperson for the National Distance Learning Week, and as Ken mentioned, Reggie Smith, who has been integral in making sure that all the various activities that we have advertised are taking place at the right time on the right channel. And with that, let me just say goodbye and encourage you to participate. Thank you.
So if you haven't already, please check out one of the webinars sponsored by the USDLA and go to the website www.ndlw.org, where you can find out about all the activities going on. That does it for today's episode. Stay tuned for the full song, Lions Build Walls by Aaron Starks. Until next time, have a great week.
Please leave odd feedback at 610-616-2199.
I'm happy to say that Illuminate is now sponsoring my podcast. If you're searching for a perfect web collaboration solution, look no further than Illuminate. In fact, they're giving away free 3-user V-Rooms with no restrictions. They're the award-winning product that has all the real-time collaboration features you want, including a whiteboard, application sharing, voice over IP, and video. You can sign up for a free V-Room by clicking on the Illuminate graphic on my webpage or visit www.getvroom.com/rodspulse.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.